like to have been. Hello, friend, and greetings again in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Yes, beloved, it's through the Lord Jesus Christ that life eternal is offered to all who will believe in and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. That's what we're talking about, this gift of God, which is eternal life. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 21, we read these words. Well, actually, he's talking about the law in verse 20. Moreover, the law, and he's talking about the Ten Commandments, the law of God, entered, that the offense might abound. That is, God gave us the law to help us to understand what sin is, to help us realize what sin really is. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace, God's undeserved favor, grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, beloved, eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ that eternal life is offered to all who would believe in and accept Jesus as Savior. Now again, if you'll go with me to 1 John chapter 1 and verse 2, and notice what the Scripture says, for the life was manifested. Well, let's read verse 1. What that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. And this is speaking of Jesus Christ. John the Beloved walked, one of the 12 disciples walked with Jesus. He said, we've seen him, we've heard him, our eyes have looked upon him, we've touched him with our hands. This is the word of life, eternal life. The Lord Jesus Christ, who's spoken of in John 1 as the word, capital W-O-R-D, the word of life. For the life was manifested, was revealed, was made known, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested, or revealed, or made known unto us. And he's speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is life eternal. Now go with me, if you would please, to 1 John chapter 2, and verse 25. 1 John 2:25, and this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. Let's read verse 24. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. Oh yes, beloved, what a wonderful promise to those who put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And one more time, beloved, John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in God's Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Oh, yes, beloved, he that hath the Son hath life. So, beloved, do you have that gift of eternal life? Now, in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, we read these words, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." This is a gift, beloved. Eternal life is a gift which God gives to all who put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 11, "This is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in His Son." And it's a gift. Hath given to us. Notice those words. Hath given to us. It's a gift. A wonderful, wonderful gift. And eternal life is an abundant life, beloved. And oh, it's wonderful to experience this abundant life that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Go with me to John chapter 10. If you would, please, John chapter 10, and notice verse 10. And the latter part of the verse, Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Oh, yes, beloved, more abundantly. Oh, if you will go with me over to the book of Psalm, Psalm 23, I want you to see what he tells us here. David writing this psalm, he as a shepherd, taking care of the sheep, learned so much about the sheep. And as Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 53:6, "All we like sheep have gone astray." When I was a boy, we had a riddle. There were 19 sheep in the pasture. One jumped the fence. How many were left? The answer, none. Why? Because sheep follow the leader. And all we, like sheep, followed Adam, who led us astray. We've all gone astray. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. And the Lord laid on Jesus Christ the iniquity of us all. And so here in Psalm 23, David wrote the Lord, and it's Jehovah, for it's capitalized. In the Old Testament, whenever the word Lord is capitalized, it's speaking of Jehovah, and the root meaning of the eternal I am. I am who I am, as he told Moses in the book of Exodus, chapter 3. I am. He is the eternal, self-existent God. So He is our shepherd, beloved. He's the one that brings us into His fold. When we see we're sinners and we recognize the fact that Christ died for our sin, we invite Jesus to come into our life and forgive us our sin. God sends the Holy Spirit into our spirit to do the work of salvation, to make us a new creation, to give to us this gift of eternal life. And, beloved, what a privilege to be a part of God's flock, the flock of the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. I shall not want. Why? Because Christ is all I need. And He is, beloved. He's all that we need. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, pastures that are rich, pastures that are bountiful, pastures that are all that we need. The Lord's our source of supply, beloved, and He is able to make us lie down, and sometimes He has to make us lie down. We don't want to lie down, but He allows things to come into our lives that force us to lie down in green pastures. That sounds like my sweetheart wife, who has 9 broken vertebrae because of the lupus and the disease of lupus and the problems that it has caused in her life. She has Barrett's disease and she has osteoporosis. The osteoporosis has made her bones just shells, so that when she turns, the bones break. And she's had 9 of her vertebrae to break. And so she's in bed all the time. And she has to stay in bed lest a hip or an ankle break. And yet the Lord has made that bed a place of green pasture. Oh, every day she gets into the Word of God, and she reads at least 12 chapters a day, so that every 3 months she reads the Bible through, and she's read the Bible through over 40 times. Beloved, it's a green pasture. Oh, the good times she has with the Lord, and the many people that call to be blessed by her, because she's full of the Word of truth. And she's a blessing to others through the Word of truth. So he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He's able, beloved, to take our afflictions and to turn them into blessing for his glory. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Yes, sheep are afraid of rushing, running water, but still waters, that's the kind of water they're not afraid of. And the Lord leads us beside still waters. He gives us peace, great peace, wonderful peace. And he restoreth my soul. Oh, yes, beloved, we were separated, lost in trespasses and in sin. But when we found Jesus, that is, when he found us, when he drew us to himself, he restored our soul. He gave us that gift of eternal life, and he gave us life eternal. And so, beloved, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, he teaches me to walk in righteousness, to walk in holiness, to walk in truth. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. There it is, beloved, abundant living. Till next time, goodbye.